Genealogy by Tim, Season 4, Episode 12, recorded January 4th, 2025. This is the final episode of Season 4 of Genealogy by Tim, and I'm sorry I've been late with these last few episodes. I'm still getting over a lingering cough. It's been around since, gosh, Thanksgiving maybe. And that's pushed the recording and editing processes back a couple weeks for each of these episodes. Hopefully I get back on track for the first episode, the January 2025 episode of Genealogy by Tim. I've had a nice long winter break, and I've used it to do a little bit of online research, and I visited a couple cemeteries. It's one of the most relaxing things I can think of to do with a two-week-long break from work. So I should have some content for you when I record the January episode toward the end of the month. But for today, please enjoy Graham Family Christmas Greetings from 1965. Yes, I'm continuing the tradition that I started 2 years ago. I'm pulling out the old Graham Family reel-to-reel. It's my grandfather's. And every year from 1963 on through possibly the 80s, I think, my grandfather recorded his boys telling Santa Claus what they wanted for Christmas. This year, 1965, there's a new addition to the family. Bob makes his appearance. He would be my Uncle Bob. The boys are a little older now. I think my dad is 7 in this. So in addition to telling Santa what they want for Christmas, the boys engage in some storytelling and caroling. I will let them do the talking right now. Please enjoy Graham Family Christmas Greetings from 1965.
This is December the 5th, 1965, right? And that cry in the background is Bobby. Yeah, Bobby's 2 months old. Go ahead, Billy.
My name's Boy Graham.
What'd you say?
Boy Graham.
I didn't hear you.
Boy Graham.
You're Billy Graham? Okay, Billy. You gonna tell Santa Claus what you want? You gonna tell Santa Claus what you want? All right, what do you want for Christmas? Huh? Okay, time out.
Fire.
What did you say, Billy?
Bozo
fire. Bozo?
Yeah.
And a what?
A fire.
I didn't hear it. Say it louder.
A bozo and a fire engine.
A bozo and a fire engine. Is there anything else you'd like for Christmas?
No.
Just two things?
Yeah.
Okay, Billy. Okay, Joey, you tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas.
I want a big bed and a bike.
A what?
I want a big bed and a bike.
Well, what's big red?
Car.
What kind of car?
It runs.
Does it have legs?
No.
Well, how does it run?
It got wheels.
It's got wheels.
It got a tune-up.
A tune-up?
Yeah, and you have to rev the motor.
You have to rev the motor up.
Animal.
What was that, Bill? Did Joe? You want what?
Duppies, deer, animal.
Duppies?
Yeah, duppies, deer, animal.
Duppies. Duppies. Duppies, you mean. Say it.
Duppies.
Duppies.
Duppies. Say it again.
Duppies.
Say Duppies.
Duppies.
Now, what is it? Say, well, whose daredevils is it? Go ahead, say it. What do you want Santa Claus to bring you now? What?
Duppies Daredevils.
Duppies Daredevils? Okay, but we'll see if we can get you Duppies Daredevils. What else would you like to say to Santa Claus?
I want a talking lion.
You want a talking lion?
On TV!
No, I want talking bird. I can talk bird.
That sounds like Santa Claus had run out of money, don't it? That sounds like an awful lot of money to Dad. Do you think that Santa Claus, you've been good enough for Santa Claus to bring you Duppy's Daredevils? and all that other stuff, and a talking lion. You say, yes, Mom? Mommy says that Santa Claus, she'll put in a good word to Santa Claus for you, all right? What do you say?
I'll be a good old ear.
You what?
Be a good old ear.
You'll be good all what?
All summer I'll be good.
Oh, not in the winter though. What?
All day I'll be good.
All day and all summer? Well, what about the winter?
I will.
I will what?
Be good in the winter.
Oh, okay. What are you doing, playing with your big toe, Billy? Stop picking your toes. Billy, what should Santa Claus bring for Bobby?
A bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit? Well, bunny rabbits come at Easter. What should Santa Claus get for Bobby?
I know what.
Will you just hold on? What?
Bunny rabbit, I said.
You said a bunny rabbit. All right. What? All right, Sir Gregory. What day is today?
December 5th.
What year?
1965.
What? You said that too fast. What?
1965.
Okay, now, what do you want Santa Claus to bring you?
Walkie-talkies, whispers, soap fountain, Coke, something, and then I'll say it.
Yeah, well, the last time it was a Kool-Aid fountain or something, wasn't it?
Well, no, you want a Coke and Kool-Aid dispenser.
A Coke and Kool-Aid dispenser?
Yeah, and
a truck, you wanted, what do you want, a truck?
Yeah, a great big truck.
Yeah,
what was it?
Johnny Express and...
I told you, that makes Santa Claus go back to run out of money on that, won't he?
Big boys.
You want a Johnny Express? And what else?
Big boys and something like for a roadway set.
What do you want?
Oh, a lap counter?
Yeah, lap counter.
A lap counter for the roadway set.
Yeah, voyage to the bottom of the sea.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea?
Receive you.
Receive you. Oh boy, well that's enough from you. You want to say anything else for Santa Claus?
Let's see,
how old are you, Greg?
7.
Is there anything else you want to say to Santa Claus?
Joey's
going to
sing a song after
us. Oh, Joey, you going to sing a song? Okay. Alright, Joey, go ahead.
Santa Claus is coming. He knows you are asleep. He knows you are awake. He knows you are being...
Good.
Be good, goodness sake. Better watch out. I'll tell you what. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yay. How about Billy singing a song? Singing a song.
Santa Claus coming to town.
What?
But not quite. I tell you why. Santa Claus not come to town.
All right.
Can you recite a little bit of
the...
It was the night before Christmas?
Okay, go ahead.
Was night before Christmas and all through the house, not even a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon be there. The children were nestled or slunk in the bed while visions of sugar pumps danced on their head. Mama in her kerchief, I in my cap, had settled for our brain for a long winter nap.
Oh. Well, how does the story end? What happens? What happens in the night before Christmas? What's the story?
Like, you mean at the end?
Yeah.
But... when Santa Claus gets all to the house, they say, Merry Christmas to all and all to a good night.
Well, what did Santa Claus do? How did he get there?
He flew in the sled.
And then what did he do? Where did he land?
On, like, where, like, a city is, like.
I see. Well, Billy, anything you want to say about Santa Claus?
No.
Do you want to say anything about Santa Claus, Joe? All right, what do you want to say?
I want Johnny Eagle.
I didn't ask you what else you wanted. What's Johnny Eagle?
It's
gun.
The gun? Who are you going to shoot?
Tommy.
You're going to shoot Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy Cannon.
You going to shoot him? Why are you going to shoot him?
I just want to.
Ah, okay. Go ahead.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All right, Billy, you get in with the rest of the boys now, right? You're bluffing your way through, Joseph. Mommy, speak for Bobby. It's whatever Bobby gets.
I know
Bobby. Meet the Santa Claus for Bobby.
I know.
Mommy.
Oh, I think Bobby should get a little Terry Claus rag doll.
Okay.
And some bibs.
What else I'm going to say?
What?
Little bibs.
We'll think of something else nice for him.
Like a little ring, like a teething ring?
No.
Teething ring. Yeah.
You want me to get something to teething on?
Yeah.
Very good. What are you going to say?
Giant eagle.
You want a Johnny Eagle too?
Yeah.
Well, you're too small for Johnny Eagle. What else would you like to say before we're running to the end of this tape now? This is the first end of this roll. Say something, Billy.
I want something for Christmas.
All right. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to all and all the night.
Okay. What
do
you say,
Joe? All Christmas, all the night.
What?
All Christmas, all the night.
Very good, Joe. And Billy?
Yeah.
What?
I want Johnny Eagle.
You want Johnny Eagle? And what else?
Abrupt cutoff there. That was indeed the sound of the tape running out. And that was the end of the recording. The recording was not continued on the other side of the tape. The other side of the tape begins with some 1966 recordings. Those were Christmas greetings from 1965. Those are my grandparents, Joe and Joan Graham, and their boys, Greg, Joe, Billy and Bobby. I hope you enjoyed that, and just to let you know, over Christmas break this winter, I did get to see most of my family at my sister's house, and I delivered the computers that I made for them at Christmas dinner, and hey, everyone was appreciative. That project is now closed, and that means when I record again later this month for the inaugural Season 5 podcast, I should have some more content for you. I've been doing some digging around using Family Search's beta full text search, and there's a few interesting discoveries there I'd like to talk about. And I did get out and visit Har Yehuda Cemetery in Upper Darby and St. Denis Cemetery in Havertown, and I'll let you know what I discovered there. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.